isolated from their sponsor and an Amway warehouse. They became direct distributors in April of 1965 and now sponsor three direct distributors. From Duluth, Minnesota, let's all welcome Gold Ruby direct distributors, Olaf and Ellis Toucanon.
Most of the talking at our house, so he will take over.
Yes. I probably do most of the talking, but Alice does all the work. It's certainly an honor for us to take part in this great convention, but boy, would I wish I had this group at my sales meetings in Duluth. How about that? Just to give you some idea where we got started in this wonderful Amway business, we were living in a little town in northern Minnesota called Cotton. With the closest town 22 miles away, it required a lot of driving to sell and sponsor. But I say, if you make direct from Cotton, Minnesota, you can make it from anywhere. We were sponsored by Roy and Grace Peterson from Pontiac, Michigan. When they showed us the recruiting slides, we saw a business where we could work together and grow as big as we wanted. This was just what we had been looking for. Of course, with our sponsor being 800 miles away, we started ordering from the warehouse right from the start, which was also 200 miles away. Our first order, $200 for products, plus the recruiting slides and tapes from Ada. Just 4 weeks later, we were here attending our first convention. At this time, we met our direct distributors, Fred and Bernice Rogers. For 3 days, all we heard was enthusiasm, how great this business was, and to top it off, we heard Richard DeVos make his speech selling America. And we both decided we wanted to be on his team. When we got back from the convention, we began to recruit and build a broad base. We held sales training meetings every week and still do. The difference is, we now have the best in sales training aids made available by Amway, but at that time we only had the career book and our experiences in selling Amway products. A year later, we became direct distributors with a very good income from the refunds and our personal sales. Our two boys were almost as happy about our being directs as we were. They, of course, were pretty much involved in this business too. Our oldest son, Herb, who has been superintendent for a large construction company in Ohio and now has formed his own, is still very anxious to become a direct distributor. Jim, our youngest son, in fact, he's holding the fort down so Pa and Ma can gallivant, is a junior at University of Minnesota, the Duluth branch, majoring in business so that when the time comes, he will be able to run a bigger and better Amway business. He's 20 years old, and he just bought his fourth new car from his Amway earnings. And I maintain that when he gets his degree at the university, he'll be making more money than the professors that teach him. About this time, we had outgrown our home. Our living room was too small for meetings. We needed more warehouse space. Besides, Cotton had an old obsolete magneto telephone system. Do you know what that is? Where you could only call the people in Cotton. And another reason for moving was problems with our freight deliveries. The trucking firms would not deliver on secondary roads, so we decided to move into a metropolitan area. And it just so happened we saw a nice new split-level brick home in the Pike Lake area that we really wanted for our Amway home, so we bought it. You see, in Amway, you can have anything you want if you work for it. Sometimes people feel you must have a lot of direct distributors to make money in this business, but this isn't so. It's nice to have them, and they will come later, but by having a broad base and holding a high purchase volume and selling, you can still have an income of $2,000 or more a month. To give you some idea what Amway has done for us, we have two summer places on good swimming and fishing lakes. We drive Cadillac cars, which we enjoy. And 2 years ago, I bought an offshore cruiser that had everything that was out, that you could buy on it. And our latest toy we acquired, 2 weeks ago is a jigger. And in case you don't know what that is, it's a six-wheel vehicle that you can travel through the bogs and the swamps to your favorite lakes and into the lake out of the creeks. And we hope that we'll find the time to get to our favorite fishing spots. It certainly beats walking. 1970 started off with a bang for us. We came out with three direct producers, and now they are direct distributors. Alice and I will be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary this summer, and ever since we were married, we have been dreaming and making our dreams come true. In the 6 years we've been in Amway, we have accomplished more than in the previous 24 years, and we felt that we had been quite successful before. So now, let's all start dreaming, and let Amway help you make your dreams come true.
Our next guests are a very important part of this convention. They became direct distributors in March of 1964, and they personally sponsor 8 direct distributors. They have attended 3 Rama trips, including Hawaii. He is presently a member of the Amway Distributors Association of the United States Board. Would you welcome from North Hollywood, California, the leaders of the Sanborn Singers, Diamond Direct Distributors, Fred and Jan Sanborn.
So we want to thank you for being such a great audience. You've just been tremendous. We really appreciate it. It was in 1964, rather I think it was the late fall of 1963, that I came in contact with the idea of Amway. It came rather accidentally. For more than 13 years, Janet and I had been involved in the religious youth field, and there had come quite a turning point in our lives and the work we were a part. We were looking for a means by which we could support our family. My income at that time was $105 a week take home, and we had 3 children, and we were what some people call in a poverty situation, and we decided we'd like to do something about it. And to make a long story short, I began to look around for something to do. It became obvious I was to turn to a business type occupation. One day as I was coming to my office, there's a fellow there in the employee of the office where I was working that was on his way out to lunch. And at that time, I didn't know the gentleman he was going to lunch with, Mr. Bob Stonelake. And as he was going out to lunch with the other fellow that worked in the office, they turned to me and said, "Hey, why don't you come join us for lunch?" And I did. I'm always good for free lunch. And so we went along. And over the luncheon table, Bob decided to make the best of a rather awkward situation because, you see, he was with a distributor that he'd signed up just a week or so before. The fella had purchased some products without money, and he was trying to collect the money for the products, and he was also trying to get him off the dime, get him to do something. Well, lo and behold, he invites a stranger along, you know, to kind of complicate matters, and so I began I was just intruding into the arrangements that Bob had made for his luncheon engagement. And as a result of that, he decided to make the best of the situation, decided to tell me about the business. And I listened with a great deal of interest on the inside, but due to the circumstances at the time, I decided not to give him any encouragement whatsoever. So I kept turning him off, saying, "Well, no, you know, it sounds great, but I wouldn't be interested." However, you've seen him perform here tonight, and you know what kind of sparkly eyes and fascinating mannerisms he has. And when he starts in, you know, really working on you, I got excited about all this business he was in and how great he was doing. He had $3,000 worth of volume, you know, and I was so ignorant about the whole thing that $3,000 worth of anything sounded like a lot of money to me. Well, we left the luncheon and went back to the office, and he decided to do what you must do when you're going to try to get somebody in the business. You show them about the product. So we went over to his car and he did the strangest thing I've ever seen. He lifted the hood of his car for a businessman, you know, all dressed up in a suit and tie. He lifts the hood of his car, and he went in there on the engine block and got his hands all greasy. And I thought, boy, this is really a way out character, get his hands all greasy. And he handed me a bottle and said, come here, and I want to show you something. So with hands all greasy, I opened the door, and his hands were greasy, not mine. And we went into the office, and he said, now pour some of that on my hands. Well, I opened the bottle and poured it on his hands, and he washed it off. And then he looked up, you know, and I was supposed to say, oh, isn't that wonderful? I just sort of looked at him, and he sort of blinked a little bit and decided we'd go on to something else. But the truth of it is, I wasn't terribly impressed with that LOC demonstration, you know, washing grease off of the hands, it comes off beautifully, because I'd never had my hands that greasy. And I'm not the mechanical sort, and I didn't know that was a tough job to do. Well, anyway, we went back inside and went into the office, and he pulls out a can, and he decides to shine my shoes. Now, by this time, he's looking me over, you know, real carefully, wondering what sort of a character this is. And by this time, he was getting the message that this was no good situation, and so he said a pleasant goodbye and left, and thought, boy, I've lost the lunch, and that's all there is to it. Well, he didn't know he'd really scored, however, so sometimes, you know, you can't tell in a situation, because it was about a week or two later that I called him. I said, Bob, I'd like to talk to you. You come down to the office. He came down. I sat him down in a chair and pulled mine up real close, and I said, Bob, I'm going to resign here, and I think I'd like to get started in the Amway business. And then I leaned over and picked him up off the floor. I said, okay, what do I do? And he said, let's have a meeting at your house. You get some friends over, and I'll come over, and we'll help you get your business started. I'd like to make this point right here, because I think that there are many distributors missing it. At that point, he relieved me of the responsibility of starting a business I knew nothing about and took that responsibility upon himself. And I was greatly relieved. He told me something to do that I knew how to do. I could invite my friends to my house, which I did, and he took the responsibility. And so we set a date, and he came over. And we had our first meeting with about four couples. He came, showed us how the business worked. We did some product demonstrations at the end of it. In fact, about halfway through, there was one fellow there who was so blooming excited that he got up, you know, and he was walking around my house while the meeting was going on, see? And so I got up to see if he was sick and see if he knew where the room was. And so I said, are you all right? And he says, yes, I'm all right. I says, well, what's the matter with you? He says, nothing. He says, I can do this. I can do this. See? So I began to get the message, this business really appeals to people. It's got something. And after the whole thing's over, around 11 o'clock at night, well, we start signing up the four couples. We signed up three. And Stone Lake picks up his applications and heads for the door. And I says, wait a minute. He says, what's the matter? I says, come here. You haven't signed me up yet. So he had to come back about 12 o'clock, 12:30, and we sat down and I signed up. So I signed up really after I already had three distributors. Well, this is about the middle of February. The end of February, we were able to accomplish about $1,175 worth of volume. And on the first day of March, at that particular time, he had a little habit of calling me up, you know, and saying, look, what do you need for today? We began to plan volume. We began to plan our goals for the day and for the week. And we began to get products moving. We began to sell. And we began to bring in distributors and get them customers and get the business. You know, nothing happens until volume moves. And we got this happening. And then we played little games, you know. Now, you got how many eaches. First, let's skip the eaches. How many cases, you see? And then how many eaches. And the volume kept growing. First day of March, he calls me up and says, sit down. I got something to tell you this morning. 7 o'clock in the morning. I says, look, I can take anything you can say. 7 o'clock in the morning, go ahead. He says, no, sit down. I says, no, go ahead. He says, okay, you got to make direct this month. And I about fainted. I says, no, I am sitting down. Why me? Well, to make a long story short, Bob and Lois were very generous. They said, look, if you'll really work hard this month and go for direct distributor, it'll help us reach some business goals. He wanted to, at that time, accomplish all of the refund bonuses that Amway offers in a 90-day period from the time he signed up till that point. Well, we worked real hard that month, and we were just absolutely delighted. We did everything. You know, we had group demonstrations for selling products. We had meetings for getting people into the business, and we helped them get customers. I was gone at 7 o'clock and came home 4 or 5 times a day. We were doing group demonstrations or recruiting people, and the apps were coming in. People were getting excited, and boy, things were happening. Well, they said, if you make it this month, we'll help you. You're helping us to reach our business goals. We'll help you. We'll give you a plane ticket to Hawaii. So that kind of was a little extra motivation that we got for working real hard that month. Well, about 3 weeks into the month, we got to 4,000 in volume. And I thought that was utterly fantastic, but it wasn't 7,500. We had a week to go to get another 3,500 in volume, and we doubled our efforts. I mean, literally. And we had all we did. Sometimes people say, well, what did you do? I worked the marketing plan, you know. Just work the marketing plan. You got your, at that time we're using a 5 and 25 formula. I got my five people and we got five under them and we got them all to sell their 25 customers and that's the way it happened. Well, we had a week to go to really get this to happen and boy, I didn't know it was going to make it or not, but we got going. The next to last day of the month, we totaled up our orders. We had $7,600 worth of volume and I thought, boy, we've made it. We can relax. But they came that night and we sold everything. We had nothing left. I had to call them in the morning, order some more. And we actually wound up for a month, 6.5 weeks in the business with $8,424 worth of volume. And that's how we made it. Things moved very rapidly and we had, by November of that year, we'd sponsored three direct distributors. And I'll let Janet talk for just a moment to give you a little bit of her impression of then and now and tell you what she thinks of this business. Jan?
I think you already know how we feel about Amway. We've tried to tell you in music, but it wasn't always that way. When Fred first decided to get into the business, I picked him up at his office in our beautiful Ford Falcon station wagon with six cylinders. And he handed me two pieces of paper and said, would you please type this up when we get home? So I did. And as I typed, my mouth flew open. It was his resignation from his job. I said, well, what are you planning to do? And he said, well, I've been talking to Bob Stoneleigh. And I kind of think I'd like to get into this Amway business. Well, to coin a phrase, I said, what is this thing called Amway? And he said, he tried to explain it to me, but I don't have a really logical mind, and he lost me at the 6%. So I thought, well, I've got to do something. And when I was practicing as I was growing up on the piano, Daddy kept saying to me, someday you're going to need this. And my mind began to work, and I thought, aha, now I need it. So I went out and got a music job playing the organ. I played piano and organ for anybody who would pay me because I felt that I should keep the family together and solvent until Fred got over this madness. Well, 6 weeks later, Fred came in and showed me the first check that came, and I'd never seen a check like that in the music business. So I thought, well, maybe there is something to it. We won the trip to Ada, and I came back and found out that there really was a company here, and there really were such people as Rich DeVos and Jay Van Andel. And I began to climb on the bandwagon. By this time, things were just moving beautifully for us, and I could see that I had been wrong in my effort to be a conservative. I really should have gone along with him. But then I started in, and I started with warehouse orders, and I had to find out, after a direct with three directs under them, what PV was. But it's better late than never. So, needless to say, our lifestyle has really changed because of Amway. And as I look back and compare before and after, I am immensely thankful. Thankful, first of all, to God for allowing us this opportunity and for allowing us this success. I am thankful also to Rich and Jay for even thinking of Amway and the entire concept. And I'm thankful to all of you here for being such wonderful friends to us. Thank you.
They became direct distributors in August of 1965 and now sponsor six direct distributors. From Milford, Delaware, let's welcome Gold Emerald direct distributors, Paul and Anita Lee.
Can we wait just a second for my heart to slow down? I would like to tell you what Amway has meant to Paul and I in the last 5 years, and what Amway really means to us today, the very first thing at the top of that list today is one thing very, very important in our lives, and that is you, our Amway friends, the very most important thing in our life. The second thing, thank you. The second thing is the happiness, the faith, and the joy that we've had in the last 5 years of our life. The third is the wealth that we have acquired by putting the word W-O-R-K in action. You know, it wasn't always that way, though. 5 years ago, my husband brought home the biggest problem I think we ever had in our life at that moment. All I was worrying about for about 3 weeks was how I was going to keep my husband from losing his job. Because he came home with some idea that he was going to sell some crazy soap that I had never seen in the supermarket or on the boob tube. So this really made me worry, because after all, we were in partnerships with Sears and Roebuck's, Montgomery Ward's, the department stores, and down at the Ford Motor Company, and all of these people were our partners. So I was worrying what was going to happen next month when he got fired. What I didn't know that night was it was the beginning of a new life for us, a life that has been far more exciting than anything that we've ever experienced in our life. We worked that first month in the business. I mean, boy, we worked it really hard. And we got a PV check that was good. The bonus check was so great that it made me restore my faith that this business was really gonna go. Because that check was for $1.48 after. My mistakes. It was really for $3. And then I had all the rest of them in mistakes. So I waved it in his nose and I said, see, is that going to make that one $30 payment to Montgomery Ward's that we had this month? I said, what about all the five that are sitting in the drawer? And, well, still he says, look, just wait. I said, all right, I'll wait. Well, in October, that check was far bigger, folks. We did put that word W-O-R-K into action. And by October, we were direct distributors. It wasn't easy to get to direct distributorship. We reached it in 6 months, but it was 6 months of work, 6 months of going out and sharing the opportunity. And it was smiling with other people, sharing an idea and a dream. From that first year into the business, we started to see that we had something in our hands that could make every dream and every desire that we ever wanted come true. Because in that first 6 months, we had our first vacation in 10 years. We decided we'd go away. And we wouldn't go back to Mom's house for vacation this year. We'd rent a cottage that was 10 miles away so that we could go and get the food from her and take to the cottage's house. We rented a cottage for 2 weeks on the shore. This was before we were direct. But still in doubt, we still ate our food from Mom's house. Then it started to unfold for us many things that we wanted. We started thinking, well, now, for the first time in our life, I could move back to Delaware. We started our business in New England, and God bless those people in Massachusetts because they really helped me an awful lot. I said, okay, if you've got to do it, I will go and pick up this so-called soap that you're gonna sell from this person that you're supposed to pick it up from. I will go and pick it up if you ever get any sales for anything. I will take care of your paperwork should you ever need any. And I said, if you ever get any of those so-called distributors, I'll wait on them and take care of them. And I said, if you should ever sell any product and not have a chance to go back and deliver the product, I'll deliver it for you. So basically, I was leaving him with the most important jobs in this business, and that is selling the product, sponsoring people, and motivating them. We got into this beautiful business, and it has just done so many things for us. I would like to sum it up that we have bought 100 acres of land. We then purchased 12 acres of land, and from there, we bought 6 acres, built a beautiful home that has 13 rooms and 3 baths. We have gone to Hawaii. God gave me one thing, and that was life. Another thing that he gave me was the choice to either fail or the choice to succeed. Folks, the price to pay for failure is great, but the price you'll pay for success will reward you so many more things. Sock it to them.
I'd like to take you back when we first started, when I first was confronted with Amway. Most of you were probably given a lot of circles and a wonderful opportunity and shown some products that were fantastic. The way I started, I was out on company business. I was deeply entrenched in the corporation rut, had been there for 8 years. And all of a sudden one day, while out with another man on business, pouring rain, me in my gray flannel suit, my executive socks, my pinstripe tie, and my cordovan shoes, spit shined, pouring rain. Now, I don't know whether you ever tried to sell in the pouring rain, but you get a little raggedy after a while, and we weren't doing too well. But one thing about this other guy, he had the shiniest pair of shoes I ever saw in my life. But they stayed shiny. And this was upsetting to me. And finally, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I said, Al, what the heck do you have on your shoes? He says, a long story, I'll tell you over lunch. Perfect curiosity. At lunch, I said, Al, you gotta tell me, what's that, you know, salesman always looking for the perfect product? That was me. But at lunch, he said, it's a spray shine, works great. Not only shines your shoes, it waterproofs them. And I said, well, do you have any literature on it? He says, well, wait a minute now. He says, yeah, I have some out in the car. And he went out and got the old gold career book. Some of you may remember that. And I read those first 10 pages while waiting to order. And I couldn't eat after that. It hit me like a bolt of lightning. I knew. I said to myself, you realize what you have here. I said, if I can't share an opportunity where people can't lose, where they can do nothing but gain, I said, there's got to be something wrong with me. Sign me up. He says, you're too excited. He said, the way I understand it, your wife has to be in it with you. I said, you don't realize what problems you're causing. I said, can't you see what's going to happen? Well, he gave me what literature he had, and I tried to unfold the Amway story to my wife. Now, I'd never seen the circles, but I tried, and she listened patiently. She said, you've got to be kidding. 10 years we've worked to get where we are. College education, been promised promotions, and you're gonna sell soap? You got to be kidding. Door to door? I said, no, it's not that way. She says, yes, it is. Well, anyway, finally, as my wife said, I was able to convince her. She saw the circles, and from then on, it was like two mules pulling together. Our life began then. We had discouragements. We attended the meetings where nobody showed. We had our friends say,
gee, I feel awful sorry for you. You know, having to get that extra job selling soap. I guess they never saw a group of soap salesmen like I see out there today. Kind of remind me. The whole thing is just overwhelming. All I can say, I just want to add one more thing. Just keep at it. I failed. I'm still failing. But I'm trying. And as long as you keep trying and out there drawing circles, life will come true for you too. And all I can say in finishing, I only hope Rich puts a cemetery out there in Ada. And they can put my epitaph up there. He died sharing. And he sold 180 million pounds of soap. Thank you.